Dear brothers and sisters, I will preach the second New Year's prayer topic, Restore the First Love. I hope this message will guide your prayer and the goals so that you may experience the abundant love and the blessing of our Father God this year. We were all destined for the eternal death in hell because of our sins. But the God of the love sent His only Son, Jesus, to the cross to save us. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we begin to believe in things we could never accept before. The living God, heaven and hell, and the Jesus cross, and the salvation. As we do, tears flow and an indescribable feeling of joy and the happiness fill our hearts. So many people experience and remember that even you were Christian going to the church, but you might have a moment that you didn't believe the heaven. But we, before receiving the Holy Spirit, we also doubted that kind of a spiritual war and the eternal life. And it's not case to all Christians going to the church that they believe the hell or heaven, because we have always our fleshly thought. So only when we receive the Holy Spirit, then we believe the hell and the heaven and the spiritual world and a confirming of our salvation. We could really believe our salvation and the joy. Even those we once disliked become a lovable, and the irritating situation are met with a smile. What about our faith life? Every Sunday, we come to the church early in the morning, and then we offer the afternoon, evening Sunday service, and some members are not going back home. They would just stay in the church, and that they just join the Daniel prayer night, just having a bowl of the noodle at the lunchtime. But we are happy because we are full of Holy Spirit. That is the joy is different from the world, the different experience from the people in the world. And the prayer becomes a source of the happiness. Receiving the gift of the tongues feels miraculous and exciting. We naturally shape the gospel with the praise of flowing from our lips. Over time, we experience a healing, resolve and a problem, brighter face and expression, and the joyful smiles that fill the heart. People may even ask if something good happened or what we've doing that makes you look so young. This reflects the first love experience after accepting the Lord, though may vary by person. Thus, this first love often linked to new believers. Faith for those with the years of faith, church roles, and fulfilled missions. Should mature faith means restraining joy or letting passion wane after hearing much of God's word? Absolutely not. While the world changes, truth and the spirit and God remains unchanging. And so we should True faith keeps a first love alive, growing more passionate and stronger over time. Do you think the first love towards a love is needed for just a beginner Christian? No. We should keep the first love, and that should be growing and stronger over time. So, when we accept the Holy Spirit and that experience you just met with the Holy Spirit, it's a kind of a unbelievable joy. It's different from the world. That is, and that status, if you keep that status, that means you keep the first love towards the Lord. Many believers and the church workers lose their first love while continuing their faithful journey. They may still attend the service, give offerings, and remain faithful, thinking they are doing nothing wrong. But the Lord suddenly rebukes those who lose your first love. So among us, so many workers don't commit the sin or kind of fleshly work. So they might, oh, I'm doing very well. This passage speaks to the church of the Ephesus of the early churches. Pastors and the believers of Ephesus initially loved God, fought against the sin, and strived to live in the truth. They together with the zeal prayed consistently, eagerly listened to God's word, and worked hard in the evangelism. They liberated in the name of the Lord, persevering with joy and gratitude, and overcame the victoriously. Over time, they gradually drifted from the truth. The church of the Ephesus lost their first love, stopping the striving together, prayed less, and became immersed in the world. They kept, you know, their faith alive. But some part of their life just become a worldly things. I ask you all to reflect carefully and see if this is your situation. If you so, I urge you in the name of the Lord to repent and return immediately. Dear brothers and sisters, the reason we must restore our first love is not just to live a fulfilling Christian life and growing in faith quickly. If we do not restore our first love, it will bring great harm to your lives and the souls. So look at this verse. So Revelation chapter 2, 5. Therefore, remember from where you have fallen, and repent and do the deeds you did at first, or else I'm coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent. What does it mean for the lampstand to be removed? It means that God would take His Holy Spirit away from us. As 1 Corinthians chapter 3:16 says, do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? This reminds us that our bodies are the holy temple of God. Because the Holy Spirit dwells in us. we are worthy to live as a children of a God, being protected by the Father God. When God says He will remove the lampstand, it means He will remove the church, the body of the Christ, and take away the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. As 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 19 says, do not quench the Spirit, and 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 17 word, if any man destroy the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are. If anyone defiles their bodies, the temple of God, he will remove his spirits and they will no longer be a holy temple. Even if the Holy Spirit was once received in you, living in sin and aligning with the world causes the Holy Spirit to depart from the body, the holy temple. Holy Spirit only dwell in a holy body. So even though you are not completed of a holiness, but if you tried to become a sanctified, the Holy Spirit can dwell in you. And you should be more and more sanctified. But if you keep sinning, committing sin, the Holy Spirit can't stay with you anymore. If you fill with the worldly things in you, Holy Spirit is suffering and cannot stay with you anymore. Before the Holy Spirit is quenched, before God takes the Spirit away, if we repent and turn back, He will give us another chance and extend His grace. But if we continue in unrepentance, then eventually, as the limit of God's justice are reached, the Holy Spirit will be taken away. Before this happens, the Spirit tries to awaken us, giving us distress and many opportunities to repent through the God's word. But if we continue to refuse, the Holy Spirit will depart. And no matter how hard we try or how much we repent, it will be of no use. Even with the knowledge of the truth, we will be unable to turn back if the Spirit no longer helps us. When I see sometimes and remember that workers or members who lost their Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit didn't stay with them anymore. They regained worldly things, loving the world, and dwelling in a sinful nature. The Holy Spirit in them was weary and the weight and the suffering. They sometimes repeated the repentance and receiving the grace of the God, but turn back to the world. So whenever they receive the grace again, and the pastors or guidance or their neighbors just give advice, praying for them, but they just turn back to the world again. They repeated this both sides, come and go. And then Holy Spirit first gave them the discretion or sign, but finally, they ended up losing the Holy Spirit, started to be numbless. So at every service or prayer time. So please look back on yourself. When or where your heart was changed because of attractive man or girl, or kind of looking good from the rich person or wealth, something evil natures sprout out from your heart, and then you might lose your happiness and joy from the Lord. That is evidence that your face is just fallen. At the moment, you should be awakened, and then you should be returned to the Lord's way. If you do not awaken that time, you could draw away from the Lord and fall into the eternal death. It doesn't matter how long you've gone to the church. The more important thing is whether you keep faith stronger and stronger or not. Of course, so there was a course, something backwards and fallen or fading your face, but whenever you feel the something behind in your on your face path, just you have to rise up again and just don't stop going on. And from this year, let's just go on, press on forward. In continues on to pursuing the sin of the world and the seeking comfort in the worldly desire, sinking deeper into it. But when we seek a desire of a spiritual world things, the Holy Spirit dwells in me, so is pleased. And He gives us a more strength to grow our faith. And our perspective, spiritual perspective is wider and wider. But when we lose the faith or Holy Spirit just waning your heart, they seek the worldly way to take a rest or feeling comfort. Please think about yourself. Do you seek the way in the world to take a rest and feeling comfortable? Or do you feel rest during the reading the Bible or spiritual activities? Please measure yourself if you feel happiness or fullness of your life or not. But if your Holy Spirit dwells in you, is pleased you, you feel happiness even though trivial things just around your life and the life is just looks like every time the same, you feel happy. But if your Holy Spirit dwelling in you is not pleased to you, you would seek another way to take a rest in the worldly things. So, because of that, our emeritus pastor accumulated that kind of a justice to protect his member, the manmins, not to lose any members from the worldly things. But now, it's time to our turn. We should a stack of our justice, trying to keep our face. So many members, having heard the word of life and the sin got the power, humbled their free will and strove to live in the truth. This was made possible by God's grace and the shepherd's love. After receiving grace, we should set our hearts on a goal and press forward. But when decisions are made on the emotions and the current attend, it becomes harder to maintain forever. It's important we become influenced by the others to the point where our faith is naturally our own. For a time, we may seem to cast off the world, pray, and reject sin, but as time passes, it becomes tiring and difficult. Eventually, we begin to accept the fleshly desire previous rejected, and Satan takes advantage. We get distracted when hearing the world, losing interest in prayer. So, it's really important that just by environment, filling of the Holy Spirit, but now the face, praying the fervently, is on your way. You should be your own your way. We've just enjoyed this happy face life based on the shepherd's, our emeritus justice. He dedicated his life and saved for our souls. But now it's time to look back and check yourself if my face is my own things. So emeritus pastors always said that we should be unwavering whether the environment is just fulfilling with the Holy Spirit or not. Your face should not matter with the environment. Whether church is prosperous and recognized by the people or in trials. Do you love God, long to fulfill mission and the joyful servant with the faithfulness? There are key questions to check if we are living a spirit-filled life. We must reflect on whether the most spirit-filled and the passionate aspect of our faith are being maintained. If something starts, your passionate is faded, and you less prayer and less happiness during the service. But this situation, you don't think this is situation. You are going to the world and falling to the hell, because that process is very slowly and slowly. And you don't think them yourself, like sometimes watching the drama and searching for entertainers or famous people on SNS. But you don't think this activity, your activity is just going to the hell. But if you increase the time staying on SNS or watching TV, you were ended up be whelming by the world. That could be really short time is possible. It's weird that so growing faith or recovered our faith life takes a longer time, but consuming by the world things is very short time. If you overwhelmed by the world things, you just sleepy during the service or prayer time, and you are tend to brag yourself, not being humbled. When your Holy Spirit dwells in you, very pleased you. You were humbled to others, and even you were not recognized by the people. You just thought about rewards in heaven. But some part of your heart covered with worldly things. Your desire changed to the worldly things, like, oh, I want to be recognized by people. I want to be higher than others, like that. As a result, fullness of the Holy Spirit fades, grace diminishes, and the worship and the prayer simply become duties done reluctantly. Some people say that stumble because of another. The reason is that after the starting our faith journey and the forsaking worldly things, we take it up again. So please compare yourself and think about whether I should recover that fully Holy Spirit in my heart? So you have to check ourselves. 1, 2, 3. So about duty, and about my feeling, and about my doing in our life. So the recovering the first love means recovering your doing, feeling, and fulfilled your duties. And please find where you've fallen and restore it again. So, how should we do to recover our the first love? So therefore, remember from where you have fallen and repent to do this you did at the first. What does it mean for the lampstands for to be removed? Some people make excuse of their faith and their face, saying that, oh, I felt just frustrated for other workers. Or some workers just feel down when the service sermon is not right and not matches with their thought. But all things is just caused by that. So your face is not your own. Just ride the flow of the grace of God so made by the environment in church. So when your grace or your feeling of a full the Holy Spirit cut off from that fire environment, your fleshly thought rises. And then ended up there, lose their hope of the heaven. And some workers just doubt if God's alive or not. Or they just thought, oh, my offering to the church, it's my mistake. And you sometimes envy the world people who enjoy their wealth and lost desires, feel the lost desires. Why does it kind of a situation just awkward? Because you regain the worldly things, losing the spiritual things. So 1 John chapter 2, 15 to 6, 16.
So
Do not love the world nor the things in the world, for all these things in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of the life is from the world. So like this, even the women workers just confess and come to clean that, saying that, oh, I just indulged with searching something on SN, SNS. They've just drawn to, into the world fun things like even the youth people just research the celebs in the world again, looking at their styles, the trend, or their making ups, like, please recover your face, getting away this again from your heart. At first, we may think we have no intention about returning to the world, but unknowingly, we can still fall into it. For example, some who are filled with the first love diligently work on the circumcising their heart, but after a few years, they may feel stuck with no spiritual progress. The evil they thought they had forsaken may resurface, and they may feel unrecognized or unappreciated for their effort and their hard work. This can lead to weariness and the temptation to rest. They may seek comfort through the worldly aspect, considering it temporary relief. But over time, indulging in the flesh leads to slipping back into the world without knowing. Please remember that accident in the Eden of a garden. Eve just surely said, we might die if we eat this kind of a fruit. But God just surely say, you surely die if you eat this banned fruit. But snake just deceived them, saying, you surely not die. Like this way, you would seek your rest or comfort from the worldly things. The things of the spirits cannot be resolved by the fleshly means. If you are spiritually stagnant or need to break through, you must seek spiritual answers by the clinging to God, praying for grace and the power from above, and the receiving the Holy Spirit's help. This is the faith that process forward without ceasing. To receive God's help, you must reflect on where you have fallen, then repent and turn back, forsaking your first love and the deeds creates a wall with God. Only by tearing down that wall can you regain the strength and the grace to fully press forward. So you should break down the wall between you and God. That is the best way to breaking down the sin wall between you and God. Just to find out where you've fallen, and each pick up the aspect where you have approaching the sin, and cut off from that each aspect. just but roughly repentance is not work for you. You should sincerely repent what you've done, thinking about Christ dying on the cross and just feeling so sorry about yourself. Why I forgot the dedication, Lord's dedication for my life. You should recover that your face only by doing your sincere deed again and again. That time, so your prayer fervently again, and the offering service is the most pleasure time to you. That would be engine and your motivations to recover your faith. So our faith should be grow and stronger and stronger. Just as a baby must continue to grow in order to become a healthy adult, our faith must do the same. If you become a stagnant or a regress, you will receive the rebuke like a church in Ephesus. This applies not only to individual believers, but also to the whole church. Churches grow by zealously doing God's will and faithfully serving His kingdom, but sometimes the growth stops. Even if there seems to be outward growth, when examined within, the previous zeal, faithfulness, and the fervor have faded. So they just sometimes just satisfied with the current status without any more effort to prayer fervently more. A church might gather faithfully even amid persecution, praying and striving to fulfill the God's will. But as the church grows or time passes, the initial zeal and the fervor fade. As a result, people stop working for the truth and cease to endure. Our church must never be like that. Prayer, faithfulness, charity, evangelism, revival, world missions, and the manifestations, God's power must not stop. And now, also, your faith life should be checked by yourself, not by pastors or guidance pastor or leaders. Because all answers in the Word of God, so preaching from this church, and all things God's business, like manifest of the God's power must not stop, nor should we ever say that is enough. We must work harder to bear more fruits. Even if the world misunderstands or challenges us, we need to run more fervently to fulfill the mission given to us. Dear brothers and sisters, God's and the Lord's love for us is unchanging. But it's us that have changed. With eyes once focused on the Lord, you begin to look at the world with the lips that once praise and prayer to Him. You start speaking evil and singing worldly songs. But luckily, our members face hasn't grown and grown more and more. Even emeritus, after emeritus passed away. Because Father God always keep and take care of us. So now, please keep every day your passionate and the full Holy Spirit dwells in you, not stopping and just going forward in the grace of the Lord.
Hallelujah! Our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases, and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pains go away, including backache, headache, and neuralgia. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerated. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to the glory of God, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met an experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.